This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Hey kids, welcome to the countdown review of the Netflix film Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch. My name is Wayne.
And God, my name is Paul. Welcome to the feature review for this week, which will be slightly more serious maybe than Wayne has just started out with. Bandersnatch
is... It's actually called Bandersnatch!
Okay, all right, moving right along then. Before we get going with this week's review, let's talk about last week's feature review, though, which was Bird Box.
Yes, we busted that out.
We did indeed, and it got a fair bit of play, even though with the, not the vagaries, but the schedule that we have recording the show, we're only sort of a day or so after the release of that episode. And boy, did some people take umbrage.
Oh, really?
Yes, at the tweet that I put up to announce the episode. I basically said, is the film worth the hype or is it all a bit overblown? And here are some of the responses I got. From Casual Cinecast, not in my opinion, it's not even the best Netflix movie in the last month. That's from Mike on that show. I used to watch this, said, no, it doesn't. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great either. A little too slow, and I hated the ending since there was almost no resolution at all.
That's the point, but I get it.
Yeah, Gidget Von LaRue also didn't like it very
much.
No, she had a bit of a no gif going on.
Wow. Okay.
Melusina said, look that as an allegory of parenthood. It isn't that bad, which is kind of what you talked a bit about last
week. I think
so. Yeah. The truth for it all gave a very sarcastic gif of Barney from How I Met Your Mother
shooting himself in the mouth,
saying it was awesome. Inside Oz podcast said, it is a Netflix original, which automatically means it's the greatest thing ever. Until the next thing. And finally, Tim Cormack said, I didn't like it at all. Girlfriend really enjoyed it. Reminds me of the movie The Happening, which was god-awful too.
No, I haven't seen The Happening, but I know that it's much reviled.
It's terrible, and I don't think it's a very fair comparison. Tim, I think you've been very, very harsh.
So wait,
there.
All these...
So it's a very negative response, whereas we gave it. Even Chris Yeaney in our Facebook listener community,
Chris.
Link in the show notes, said, wow, holy high ratings for
Bird Box. I saw that. So everyone mostly, it seems, doesn't like this, or is that just the snippets?
Squillions of people watched it.
Yeah.
And now remember, in the circles I travel in, people seem to enjoy it for the most part, to really, really like it. Caleb from Netflix and Swill, for example, had it very high on his Swillies list this week. Is it in the best of the year list?
Mm.
We enjoyed it. You enjoyed it, arguably, even a little bit more than me.
I did. I liked it.
And yet we seem to be on an island of positivity in a sea of negativity.
Now remember, the deal with SocialMe is that the most vocal people...
Ever again.
The most vocal folks are on the fringes. So you tend to only hear from the extremes, i.e. people who hated it.
That
so I don't know that it's representative, but that is an eye-opener.
Yeah, I was very surprised. Anyway, so that's our feedback from last week's feature review, at least the social media feedback, as Wayne said. This week, we're talking Bandersnatch. As Wayne has also said, I'm going to try not to make a joke or laugh immaturely like Wayne has every time he mentioned it. It is directed by, of course, it's a Black Mirror episode, a standalone episode, not within season. It's
kind of movie length-ish.
Yeah, it is. If you play it linearly.
Yes, depends, yeah.
90 minutes. Apparently, there was very much more footage than that shot, as you might imagine. Directed by David Slay, written by Charlie Brooker, who is, of course, the creator of Black Mirror. It stars Fionn Whitehead, who, I said that wrong, but do you recognize what he was from?
Which one? The name? Fionn
Whitehead.
No.
Dunkirk.
He was actually the main only character. The second before you said it,
yes.
I got it.
Yeah. Wow. And Will Poulter as well. And we know that about four... No, sorry. We don't know that. That was for Bird Box. We have no idea how many people watch this. Yet it's had a lot of play through the social media circles because it is an interactive film.
Yes. Choose your own adventure movie.
Not the first of its kind. Netflix has experimented with kids shows in this particular way, but the first of arguably a name brand putting it out there in this fashion.
It's certainly the first I've seen of it in this format in this way.
Yeah. All right. So what is it about?
So Bandersnatch is set in the... Sorry. I'm sorry. It's set in the 80s, and it's the tale of a somewhat...
fucking moron!
Look, I can't promise this is not going to be the last one, okay? So, this movie is the tale of a somewhat mentally disturbed video game programmer named Stefan, who lives with his dad and sees a shrink regularly. He's given the chance to create his own video game at a big company and work with his idol, Colin, who's a famous programmer. Again, this is the 80s, so we're talking pixels,
yeah, which is fun.
8-bit graphics, very good choice.
Yeah, great to set it at that time zone rather than setting it contemporary.
Totally, it gives you a lot more passes and... Great soundtrack.
Yeah, so, that helped a lot too.
Bit of Thompson Twins,
mate. Yeah, did you pick Thompson Twins?
Oh, totally.
Totally.
The second.
Anyway.
He then seems to go quite mad during this game development, and he gets far too immersed in his own creation, causing mayhem to ensue. And you, as the Netflix viewer, are presented with options throughout the film to dictate what happens next. You click on it, you see.
So and this, that's it. That is the revolutionary aspect of this. It is a non-linear choose-your-own-adventure, a la the 80s, because that's when these books were big. Did you have choose-your-own-adventure
books?
Did
I ever? I had an Indiana Jones one.
Wow.
Where the kid who he was with was you. Okay.
So you were short round.
You were short round, actually. And even though I was Asian, he was depicted as a white person in the novel. But I still pretended I was short round. So, yeah. So, yes, of course I like that shit. I don't know how well it goes in a movie way. A little foreshadowing there.
Oh, okay. I'm interested. Yeah. What did I think of Banner?
Yeah, why don't you tell me what you thought?
I thought the film itself, if we talk about the story first of all before we get to the Choose Your Own Adventure sort of portion of it, I thought it was fine. It wasn't anything groundbreaking. It wasn't anything you haven't really seen before.
No.
But it was interesting enough, and I wanted to see how it all played out, and I wanted to see what end Stefan came to or whether he gets to survive through this particular story. So I was intrigued enough, and it was fun. I sat there and watched it with my fiance. We watched it together, took turns picking options.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Which
Wait, that's a whole experience. That's an added layer of enjoyment.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes she was like, I don't care, you pick. And other times I was like, well, it's closer to you, you pick. But there were other things where it seemed very important, and that's exactly the point with a Choose Your Own Adventure. Some things are innocuous and don't really matter, and other things are critical and change the absolute storyline completely.
Yeah. Okay.
So I liked it. I'm very positive about this overall as an experience. Would I want to do it with every single film? Absolutely fucking not.
No.
But as a change in pace every once in a while, I'd really like this kind of thing if it came out once a quarter at max. Obviously, it wouldn't work in a cinema setting, because how would you get to make a decision when there's 250 people in the cinema?
Unless it's a vote, and whoever, you know,
even that might be entertaining if you could do that. And they have those things. They have, like, you know, in lecture theaters, they have responses. True. So it's possible, I guess, now that I think about it.
It's a good idea. But I think that there are some excellent things about this movie, okay? And the ideas within it are good to great. I actually, like you say, it's nothing that new, fair enough. But probably for me, one of the things I liked about it is it sort of acknowledges you as the Netflix viewer.
Well, ultimately, and be a little bit careful.
I'll be careful, but it's not just a case of yes or no. There's one step beyond that, which I really enjoyed. Having said all of that, I don't think it quite worked for me.
Ooh, why not?
Because I sense that your or a person's opinion on this movie and whether it works or not likely depends at least partly on what path they take. So what I found was, if you take too many bad paths, it's not that great a film. If I was sitting there looking at it going, okay, I'll choose this one, and some of them didn't work out, some of them did work out, but I felt by the end of the movie, I felt like I had made some bad decisions and I hadn't seen some of the good stuff.
But didn't you appreciate the method by which they allowed you to get back into the film? So if you went down a dead end that didn't result in something final,
he wakes up in the dream.
Yeah, he wakes up in the dream, and it gives you this very edited quick version to your back where you were, or at the critical point where you went arguably the wrong choice. I thought that was very clever.
That's the good thing about the actual fact that they swung for the fences. This is high concept.
For sure.
Surely, right? And they went ahead and did this. And I'm sure technically this is a very hard thing to put together. You have to have like these...
Yeah, apparently they shot like 5 hours of footage.
They would shot...
Because they had to cover all these potential narrative parts.
Exactly.
It becomes such a clever meta commentary because he's trying to develop a game where you have choices and covering all the potential possibilities. And they're effectively saying, we had to do this too.
Which means all their process trees and stuff that he drew, they drew.
They drew very all that cool, stuff. Yeah, right? I thought that was great.
No, I love the idea, right? But I think this technology is not quite there yet, or this movie didn't quite do it right. Because when I was looking through it and I actually went hard into this. I did the one that I did, then I went back and made all the other choices.
Spoilers to talk about where you got to.
Absolutely. And I also just didn't do something sometimes and just saw what happens. And, you know, some things, no matter what you choose, it works out the same way. Just to let you know that. Right?
Of course. Some things are incidental and don't matter.
Yeah. But there's one bit where, or a couple of bits where, instead of getting two choices, you only get one choice. What's the point of that exactly?
Well, I suspect that's because you have already gone down a different pathway and used that opposite alternative.
Possibly yes, possibly no, but I've had the two same choices before. And I'm like, I'll just choose the other one this time. So I'm not sure.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, so what, but you know, if you're not going to give you a choice, then just bounce it out. I don't know.
Well, no, but if you've done it before and you've round back at the same place, well, you're surely you're smart enough.
It is. It's not complex. It's just interesting, and it's a great idea, you know. But like I said, I just don't think it's quite there yet.
Well, whereas I thought it was bold, I thought it was fascinating, I thought it was very clever. So it's absolutely a recommendation from me.
Okay, cool. All right. Well,
well, let's hit the spoiler button and get into the spoiler side of things. It's not a recommendation from you.
It is, but only barely, is to check out the technology. Not so much for the movie.
All right, there you go. Wayne being harsh as all fuck. All right, now we can speak freely. You have warned we're going to spoil some of the choices and indeed the endings for Bandersnatch, because I've done a bit of research to find out all of them.
Good, because I have some fucking questions.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look, one thing that freaked me out was that there's an ending in this thing where it cuts forward in time.
Yes.
And there's a woman developer.
Well, it's not a woman developer. It is Will Poulter's daughter. So it is the guy who, in the first time I played it, I can't remember his name. Was it Craig? The gun programmer, the blonde-haired guy.
Oh, him, yeah.
Yeah, he goes to his apartment. Did you get to the...
Yeah, yeah, yes, and there's kids there.
And they take...
One kid there.
Do you take the drugs or not? I'm pretty sure I know what you did. And...
Well, it was a Matrix situation. I didn't want to let the crowd down.
And then it gets to the point where one of you has to jump off the balcony.
Yeah, yep. I got to that.
Yep, and obviously if you jump off, you wake up and have to go again.
I told him to jump off.
Yeah, of course, he jumps off. He dies, right? Yeah. That's the end of him.
Yeah.
It's the baby. It's his baby.
Is that girl?
Yeah. Is the girl a generation ahead, and now she's...
How am I supposed to fucking know that?
Well, it mentions her name, and if you paid attention enough, you know.
But it just seemed like, what the fuck is it? And then that ended, and I'm like, this is tits. Like, this
no,
is...
you didn't pick up what it was going for. So in other words, this thing is it cannot die. It's its own sort of, what was his name? Pax, the god of, the demon of whatever else.
It keeps doing all this shit. That's a bit better. That one's a bit better, but I remember going, well, I didn't get that, so what the fuck did I just... But the thing is, when I saw that, I think I fucked up. That's what I think.
No, and didn't fuck up.
A good production wouldn't let you think you fucked up. It gives you something interesting each time. This didn't do that for
me. What I would love to know is what... So Charlie Brooker conceived of this idea and ran with it. What did he... If you went linearly through the whole film in the way that it was meant to be according to the original script...
I reckon if you don't do anything, it does that. I don't know.
Possibly.
I don't know.
Because it does make a choice for you. You have 10 seconds.
Yeah.
To make a choice, pull whichever way and hit the X button on the PlayStation 4. I'm not sure what it was like for you on Netflix.
It was just, it popped up on the screen left and right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So that's top of the
left. Apparently works in almost every platform except like...
Apple TV,
yeah, and Nintendo Switch or something or other. No, maybe I'm making that up. Maybe I'm getting mixed up. But anyway, yes, it works on most platforms. Yeah, and if you don't choose, it gives you a choice. Default one, I don't know if that randomizes. I don't know if it just goes through the way it was meant to be in quotation marks. So, look... Some of the choices are completely meaningless, but they were still fun. Like, because then if you pick Thompson Twins, like we referred to earlier, it plays Thompson Twins over the top. And if you don't, pick something else. And then you get to some weird concept art when you're in whatever his name is, apartment.
Yep.
That music also starts playing. So I thought that was really clever.
No, like I said, there are some great things about this. But like I said, in terms of, I find myself unfulfilled at the end. I was like, this was just, kind of, like you said, it was just kind of a... I guess it was a sort of a normal episode.
Well, let's talk about what you alluded to, which was you get to a certain point in the film and now you are a player because it references you directly.
That is the coolest thing about this movie where the lead guy is like, I'm not doing these things. Someone's making the decision for me. He's talking about you. All right?
Exactly. It's cool.
That's fucking cool.
And it gets to the point where he even talks to you and you talk to him through the computer.
Through the computer. I'm talking about Netflix and shit like that. I'm like, well, that was the coolest thing about the movie. So for me, if I recommend it, it's because of that and the idea. That's it.
Again, great meta commentary on what's going on. Again, I keep using the term very clever. I guess that's my take. This is very clever. Even the way the film is constructed allows you to go in several different directions, which have very different, different levels of satisfaction to the ending, but some of them are far more, satisfaction is not the right word here, but far more intuitively connected to what's come before it.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of wank. You know what I mean? It worked better.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Like I said, it depends on the decisions you make as to how much you like this movie, I think.
So there are 5 definitive endings and there is an Easter egg.
All right, bring it.
All right. How many of these definitive endings did you see? And this comes from a website called The Wrap. Number 1, Stefan's dad drags him out of Dr. Haynes' office following a huge fight between the three of them. Did you see that?
Yeah, the massive thing. That was a really... Look, you know what? That
where she says, if this was really a TV, wouldn't there be more action?
Yeah, and then she starts getting up fucking tonsils and shit, and they start beating each other up and all sorts of shit. That was awesome, but then it ended, and
that
I was like...
That was very unsatisfying.
No, I was like, this is shit. What was that? I didn't like... I liked the fight. I didn't like that
basically
it ended.
Basically, yeah. That one was the silliest ending, dare I say. I didn't see this one. This is the only one I didn't see. Dr. Haines' office is revealed to be a movie set.
I saw that one.
Yeah. It says, when you choose to not fight her, or you do fight her and then choose to jump out the window.
Yeah.
Cut. You're not supposed to jump out
exactly.
the window there.
That's what happens. Again. The director comes on. Fucking shit. I was like.
Very strange.
It's fine if that happens and then it continues, but it didn't. No, that was the end. I'm like, fuck this shit.
Okay. Then there's the one where, this is the one I first played through and this is what I got, where he ends up killing his dad, chopping him up, and then goes on to finish Bandersnatch, gets released.
Yeah.
We see him lie to his psychiatrist about it, saying his dad's on holidays.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, you saw this one. And leads to Bandersnatch getting a rave review, 5-star review, but then we jump to a news report, and then later on, this is the one you saw, in Next Generation, his daughter, Pearl Rittman, who is the daughter of Colin. Colin, I thought it was Craig, it was Colin.
Colin, yeah.
And Kitty. And she explains she found Stefan's game hidden in a crate and is rebeating it for a streaming platform, which is rumored to be Netflix. And that's one you saw.
There it is. That one, yeah. That was, again, see, that one was still a bit weird.
I like that one much better. Stefan goes to jail, kills his dad, right? Gets caught for it. He's buried him in the yard. He's chopped him up. He gets caught.
Yeah, I don't think I saw that one.
And in one of these things, his dad is complicit, or in several of the storylines, his dad's complicit and from a young age and has been experimenting on him.
That one I saw.
That one's cool. The best one by far, according to me, is, and this is the second one I got through, Stefan dies with his mum as a child.
Yeah, that one. I saw that one too.
Right.
That's almost all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, so you saw they're the main five. These are the ones that bring up the end credits. They're the final.
Yeah, because his mum says, come on, let's go. And
he has a moment to go, no, I'm not. Because the whole point was if he didn't go with mum, she dies. So he chooses to go with mum, knowing
they're both going
to
die.
This is going to happen. And then it cuts to the present day and he just dies in his psychiatrist's
office. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I reckon the one that probably the way it is,
but I don't get why he died now. Like that.
Well, because his consciousness has basically winked out.
That's just fucking weird. It's not
Black Mirror is weird.
But it's not satisfying. I don't know. That wasn't good. So.
You're a bitch.
You're an ass. I stand resolute, motherfucker.
All right, okay. Should we get these final scores and wrap it up?
All right.
Is there anything else you want to say about
Bandersnatch? No, there isn't. It's a 68 for me.
Oh, I gave it a 75.
Okay, there you are.
So in the end, I'm doing slightly higher than you, but...
Yeah, like I said, for interest and quirk factor, you got to check it out. So I do recommend
it. If it was just a...
If this was a plain show...
50.
...that was any of those endings, I'd go, this is shit.
Okay, I wouldn't have thought it was shit.
Not shit, but this is average.
Very typical average episode of Black Mirror. All right, that's our review of Black Mirror's Bandersnatch. Do you agree? Did we get it wrong? Did you find something in there that we didn't and you'd like us to know about it? Hit us up on our various social media channels.
Hell yeah.
At thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com, at thecountdownpc on Twitter, and in our Facebook listener community. The link is in the show notes.
Yeah. All right, well, that's it. Banda for a burger. We're just... what? I was working it in. It's all good. Thank you. Fuck off. All right, kids. Thanks for listening. We will catch you in... What? Next time?
We will catch you next week for our next feature review, which we'll tell you about next time.
Real soon.
Cheers. A soundboard today. Just gonna leave it at that.
Nice.
You're welcome.